Taking to the streets. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Pro-choice protests expected at churches Sunday after a leak from the Supreme Court indicated the Roe versus Wade ruling might be overturned.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has reportedly said the court will not be bullied. The White House says the justice's privacy should be respected. Google has removed a map showing the home addresses of the conservative Supreme Court justices, saying the map is, quote, no longer available due to a violation of our terms of service and or policies. That's not good enough for some people who say this doxing, which is tech speak for publishing private or identifying information about someone on the internet with malicious intent, needs to stop. There are further protests planned this weekend. So far, President Biden has not weighed in about them.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Sunday, a show of support for Ukraine.
President Biden will hold a virtual meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and G7 leaders. The meeting aims to display solidarity on the day the West recognizes as its victory over Nazi Germany. On Monday, the president will sign the Lend-Lease Act into law, facilitating the shipment of more weapons to Ukraine. The same approach was first used by the U.S. during World War II.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A deadly shooting with several victims in a Mexican resort city.
One person was killed, six others wounded in shootings on a main boulevard in Mexico's Caribbean coast resort of Cancun. A suspect was detained in relation to the attack, which did not take place in the resort's hotel zone. The shootings occurred on an avenue lined with restaurants and bars a bit further inland.
Fox's Sal Giangrasso. Strong winds are fueling the large fires in New Mexico near the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Wind gusts are topping 50 to 60 miles per hour, the flames leaving many families homeless and thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Key contract talks get underway in the coming week for thousands of West Coast port workers.
Talks between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association will affect about 22,000 workers at 29 West Coast ports. The current union contract expires on July 1st, with automation and its impact on jobs expected to be a major issue in talks for a new deal. Those ports are key links to trade with Asia, representing about 12% of the nation's gross domestic product. The ports of Los Angeles and neighboring Long Beach collectively handle more than 30% of all waterborne imports and exports in containers. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A judge rejected former President Donald Trump's lawsuit challenging his ban from Twitter. The judge said free speech rights don't apply to private companies. Trump has his own social network now and says he won't rejoin Twitter, even if allowed. Disney is firing an executive producer from a reboot series of an early 90s TV show.
The nature of the allegations that got Fred Savage fired in this case remains unclear publicly. A spokesperson from Disney-owned 20th Television confirmed he was fired in a brief statement by saying, quote, recently we were made aware of allegations of inappropriate conduct by Fred Savage, and as is policy, an investigation was launched. Upon its completion, the decision was made to terminate his employment as an executive producer and director of The Wonder Years. Now, this is not the first time Savage has been accused of wrongdoing. A costume designer sued Savage and one of his co-stars in 1993 during the making of the original Wonder Years for sexual harassment.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. Rich Strike wins the Kentucky Derby despite 80-1 odds. The horse wasn't even in the Derby field until Friday when another horse was scratched. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.